What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. This episode is sponsored by Schedule Fly. If you don't love the way that you schedule and communicate with your staff at your restaurant or your bar or your ice cream store or coffee shop or distillery or winery or brewery or boutique hotel, we would love the chance to earn your business. And you can try us for free with no commitment, no obligation, no credit card, nothing up front. Go to schedulefly.com. Click free trial. You get 30 days. You can try it out. My personal cell phone number is right there on the trial sign up page. So if you got any questions, call me, text me. I'll get back to you. We have 6,000 restaurants, about 250,000 end users. And the reason I'm willing to put my cell phone number on there is because our software is so simple that we have so little support demand that it's very easy for us to be very responsive when we need to be. So we've been building this business for 15 years through word of mouth. We have, like I said, 6,000 customers, and we'd love to have, you know, if you're on pencil and paper, you're on Excel, you're on a scheduling platform that you're paying a lot of money for, that has a lot of bells and whistles that you don't need, or it's complicated, or it's hard to use, give us a shot. We've built this business on simple, super easy to use software and legendary customer support. And, we'd love for you to try it for 30 days and give us a chance to earn your business. You'll be very happy if you do. The other sponsor of this episode is Flip, F-L-Y-P, Flip Mobile Banking. So if you go to flipmoney.com, and again, that's F-L-Y-P, or find them in the App Store, this is a cool business. We know the folks that started this. They're great folks, and it's got a great product, and people that have been using it that have used our promo code have been very happy. You have a mobile banking account, checking account. You have a debit card, your Flip card. And every time you use that Flip card, you go to your app on your phone and you spin the Flip wheel. And you can win up to 110% cash back. If you don't win cash, you can win some Flip coins. Flip coins can be used, they'll go into a drawing and you can win prizes. So you can use this thing at 37,000 ATMs. There's no fees. There's no minimum account fee. None of these things that banks typically charge. So if you don't love your bank, if you're not like, man, my bank is awesome and cool and cares about me, check out Flip. Great product, great support. Very similar to our ethos here at Schedule Fly. Happy to tell you about them and hope you'll give it a shot. If you do sign up, an additional benefit is if you use the promo code SCHEDULEFLY, then once you've funded the account and spent $100, they'll give you $20. Just no questions asked. $20 will go right into your account. So flipmoney.com, promo code SCHEDULEFLY, check them out. Last thing I'll say, pause this right now if you don't mind. Give us a rating on your whatever podcast you're using, whatever podcast player. Give us a rating. Ratings mean so much, particularly if you add comments in there. That's how these algorithms spread this podcast to more people. The more people that are listening, the more people are going to get value and learn from other restaurant people, and everybody wins. So pause it, give us a rating, unpause, go on, and enjoy this episode. Thanks for listening. Bye. What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. This is another of our short form timeless advice episodes, and this comes from Jim Parker, who owns Red Hat on the River up in Irvington, New York, and he has a couple other places, but Red Hat on the River has been around for, gosh, 20 years now. We interviewed him in our first book, Restaurant Owners Uncorked. We've done two books, Restaurant Owners Uncorked and Restaurant Owners Uncorked Part 2. I think the first one was 2010 or 2011. The other one was 2017. I've been coming back through these books recently and looking at my old highlights, sections that really stood out to me, and finding pieces of timeless advice, advice that was meaningful back then and it's just as meaningful now. So this has to do with partnerships. So if you're getting into the restaurant business and you have partners, there can be lots of challenges that come along with that, and sometimes they work out really, really well. Sometimes they don't. And Jim had a partnership that didn't work out well, and it failed and caused a lot of problems, of course. And I asked him, you know, what he learned about it. And here's his response. Quote, "You know how you're young and you can't afford an apartment, so you take on a roommate, and then you realize that you don't want to live with that roommate and it doesn't work out. You realize you've got to live alone and you even have to pay more rent just to be able to do that. You want to have one opinion as opposed to sharing it. I had known my partner for 20 years, but all of a sudden I knew him in a different way. So I would never go into something like that again, unless it was someone I had worked with in this business. For instance, I have a manager that has been with us for 7 years. I wouldn't want to function without him. I could, but I wouldn't want to. He's been through all those periods with me here in the restaurant, and now we're talking about what we want to do in the next 5 years. And I would go into business with him in a heartbeat. I know him. I know his family. I know his parents. I know the girl he's about to marry. That's the difference. When you get to know all those folks that surround the people that you want to go into business with, I think it's a very helpful indication of who they really are. It's also very helpful that we've worked together for 7 years now in the heat of battle. My original partner was somebody I knew as a family friend, but I did not know him in the heat of battle at all. And that proved to be very challenging. So, end quote. So, knew somebody for 20 years as a friend, but in the heat of battle, in the restaurant business, there's always going to be lots that happens in the heat of battle, and tempers flare, and pressure, and stress, and tough things happen. And if you don't know how somebody acts in the heat of battle, it can be really, really challenging and cause huge issues for a partnership. And that's what happened with Jim and his partner. Fortunately, everything worked out and they parted, and Jim continues to run the restaurants this day. And the guy he mentioned is a big part of that business still, the one that he was referring to. So, you know, that's true in restaurants. It's true in any business. You really got to understand your partner. And this is, you know, a bigger piece of that wisdom, which is, you know, any aspect of the business, make sure you fully understand it. Don't rush into something. A lot of times people rush in with partners because they want to get started and, you know, they find somebody that they think will compliment, that they know as a friend. But, you know, one of the things I learned, and he was not the only one that mentioned this type of issue with partnerships, I learned that, you know, be really, really careful, particularly in restaurants, but in any business, to go into business with friends or family. Because, you know, here's a guy who was friends with Jim for 20 years, family friends, and then that partnership blew up and their friendship blew up and, you know, they're no longer friends. So really good advice. Y'all, thank you for listening. Appreciate you. We have another long form episode coming up soon. Recorded it yesterday with the CEO of Pop Menu down in Atlanta. Great business. Really enjoyed hearing that story. And we'll probably have that posted tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you for listening. We would absolutely love a rating if you took a minute just to go give this podcast a rating. It helps a ton. Thank you, and more coming soon. See you.